Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company. Unconventional ideas that change the world. Whatever business means to you, listen to top podcasts like How I Built This and Business Wars early and ad-free only on Wondery Plus. Wondery means business.
I tasted it and it was like, oh yeah, I need to find a way to get this recipe myself. And I asked the people actually in the front, like, can you give me the recipe?
And did they?
No, they did not.
No. They're like, we don't want the competition. We can't have you like starting your own company at this.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone's got their thing.
Hey, fanatics, welcome back. I'm Jake Maron, and I'm here hosting along with the amazing Claire Kramer. Say hey, Claire.
Hello. Hello to everyone out there listening. Thank you for having us in your ears. And Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really awesome because we get to talk to an actress who is in one of my favorite shows of all time, Squid Game, and she's actually the voice for the baby doll, the Red Green. And let me tell you, Claire, that stuck with me ever since I saw the show, so I'm excited for that.
I got to admit, I allowed my kids to watch Squid Games. We all watched it together. Maybe not the best parenting, but...
No, I think it's exceptional parenting, because I watched it through by myself, and then I watched it through with my wife again a week later. So I get it, Claire. It's awesome.
Yeah, I actually did a video. It's probably still on my Twitter somewhere from when Squid Games came out. And it was my son Sky was 7, and it was him reviewing the series. And I mean, I just was amusing myself. But, you know, honestly, I feel like that is just so funny when you have a kid review something that's so adult oriented and mature, and then they give like this amazing review. So you can check out that Squid Game review by Sky on my Twitter.
And I'm super stoked because we're talking about baking chocolate chip cookies. And if you don't like that, you must be allergic, right?
There's something, you know, intrinsically wrong with you if you don't like a chocolate chip cookie. Yeah, Regan Ho is coming on the show today. She's amazing. She is, as you said, the red light, green light doll in the Netflix series Squid Games. She is also like an amazing Latin ballroom dancer. She is, you know, she does ballet. She's a model. She's has a super great social media presence. Check her out there because mm-hmm. she's like posting all these amazing videos of her dancing. And hopefully after this episode, she'll post a video of her making chocolate chip cookies because, you know, what a fun thing to be fanatical about, right?
Right? Yes. Yes. So, you know, without any further ado, Claire, let's jump right into it and figure out why baking chocolate chip cookies is the absolute best.
Red light, green light, let's go. So, Regan, let me ask you this. What is the single ingredient that makes the best chocolate chip cookie?
Definitely, I would say chocolate, because you can't have chocolate chip cookies without chocolate. Come on. I mean, it's the best part, especially when I add all the extra chocolate.
And do you prefer the chocolate kiss, like little tiny kisses, or do you do chocolate chunks, or do you mix it up depending on how you feel?
Well, I usually use chocolate chips, but I've been recently obsessed with chocolate chunks because it just makes it so much more gooier and fudgier and so much more chocolate.
And just for someone who may not know, today we're talking about baking chocolate chip cookies. And so how would you describe the overall experience? Can you sort of define what it means to you to bake chocolate chip cookies?
I mean, every time I bake a chocolate chip cookie, it just brings me so much happiness and joy. Because I'm like, I'm mixing everything and I'm making new experiences. And when I'm about to eat it, oh, it's so good.
You're talking about eating it, Reagan. I want to find out, how did your love of chocolate chip cookies start? Because obviously they're delicious, but do you remember like your first chocolate chip cookie or when you first experienced the deliciousness of the chocolate melting on a cookie?
I've been eating chocolate chip cookies basically my whole life. So I've been eating those chocolate chip cookies from the grocery store. Not the best, but I wouldn't say not the worst. And then one day my mom had like a party and she hired someone to bake like fresh chocolate chip cookies. And I took one and it was amazing. It was life-changing. And I was like, oh, I better make these at home. So I went onto YouTube the next day and I just searched the best chocolate chip cookie recipes of my life.
And did you have to try a bunch of different recipes before you arrived at like your favorite recipe?
Yes, I went through a few. I think my favorite one, I actually wrote it down. It's like somewhere in my house. I don't know. But I wrote it down because it was on YouTube and I saw like all this chocolate flowing everywhere and the fudgy inside. And the person was like, oh. And like they were also making brown butter and it looked so good and it was beautiful.
So that was part of that recipe's process, is kind of making the butter and then making the cookie?
Yes.
And do you do that now with your signature recipe?
Yes, I do make brown butter and obviously my mom watches me and it's so delicious. Also, another one of my favorite experiences, this was my favorite chocolate chip cookie I've ever tried. I was in New York City and I went to this bakery called Levain Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, like that experience, it was the best cookie I think in the whole world. Like that was amazing. And I tasted it and it was like, oh yeah, I need to find a way to get this recipe myself. And I asked the people actually in the front, like, can you give me the recipe?
And did they?
No, they did not.
No. They're like, we don't want the competition. We can't have you like starting your own company at this.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm glad you bring up your mom though. It sounds like you guys bake together. Is that something you do all the time?
My mom was actually, she bakes a lot with her grandma when she was younger. So she taught me a few things, but she doesn't really bake with me. I usually bake with my grandma. She is like the baker of the bakers in this family because she has all these new recipes every time. And not just even baking, like cooking too. And we've made all types of desserts and like pasta, like fresh pasta and fresh pizza. And we've also made one of my favorite desserts I've made with my grandma is it's a crepe cake, which is basically like a bunch of like really thin layers and they just stack it on top. And we make it every single year for her birthday.
Mm.
Oh, yum. That sounds delicious. I'm more of an eater than a baker. So tell me how you and grandma get down to business, though, when you start making chocolate chip cookies. What's the first thing you guys do?
So the first thing we do is we don't usually use the same recipe. Sometimes we would switch around. But we most of the time stick at one. But if we're like really in a different mood, then we would want to do something interesting. So we would go onto YouTube and find really good recipes. And then she would ask my grandpa to go buy all the ingredients. And we would sit there and like look through all the recipes and see which ones like are good for today. And one time she made one batch of chocolate chip cookies. And I may or may not have eaten all of them while she was in the bathroom. And she came back and was like, where'd they go?
That's hilarious.
Did I bake those? What happened?
So I like the idea of searching YouTube for like that recipe you're kind of in the mood to make. Like what are some of the more interesting ingredients that you've put in a recipe for chocolate chip cookies? Like one that always surprises me is like sea salt, you know, but it tastes so good.
Oh, so my grandma is not really super sweet. So sometimes, like, she will use, like, try to find recipes with less sugar. Also, I've tried that sea salt thing, but I've bought something called flaky sea salt, where, like, the sea salt is, like, not in grains, but in flakes, and it makes the cookie, like, 20 times better and so fancy.
Oh, yeah, I know. Putting that on top is just like, why would you ever eat a cookie without sea salt on top?
Yeah, it makes it so much more fancy.
What part of your, like, emotional sort of happiness do you find when you're cooking and cooking chocolate chip cookies and baking chocolate chip cookies? Is this something you do to cheer up? Is it something you do when you're already in a really good mood? Or describe kind of like how baking cookies makes you feel.
Whenever I have the time to bake cookies, I'm already happy because I already like, oh yeah, cookies. And then whenever I would just go into the pantry and look for everything. And if I have all the ingredients, I start jumping in happiness. If I don't have all the ingredients, I try to beg my parents to get me to the store. And emotionally, it's so exciting for me to bake. Like, I don't even know what it is. Like, while mixing the flour together, I'm, like, smiling. And, like, it's so fun. Also, it's super fun to make messes. And I don't have to clean it up.
Yeah. It is fun to make messes. But I think, like, you know, I mean, you're an artist, obviously. You're a dancer. You're an actress. Baking is another, a creative experience. You know, you're still assembling all these things to make something beautiful and delicious in the end. So do you think it ties into sort of your creativity?
Definitely. Because one time I made Oreo chocolate chip cookies, and it was just that I had ingredients from the pantry randomly. My pantry is, like, really random. And my creativity is really, like, just whatever I have at my house. So, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I always like to think about, I mean, it's easier to think about cooking this way than baking in a way, but it's about assembling ingredients, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the same way it is creating a character or, you know, perfecting a dance piece is like just taking all these components and putting them together in the perfect way.
Yes.
So I think it fits your personality perfectly.
Reagan, it sounds like all your family is involved in baking and somehow, whether it's from baking or running to the store or eating. Do cookies really bring your family together? Is this something that, you know, you guys gather around? Is it just something that makes you feel like family?
So every single week, my family comes over for, like, a dinner. Sometimes usually at my house, sometimes we go out in restaurants.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time, I would bake something each week, and it's something new. Most of the time, it's cookies because they love cookies. Yeah. And I would bring it to them, and I would have them rate it, and I would kind of perfect myself. And I think they really like it because, I mean, they haven't stopped eating them.
Mm-hmm. So back to sort of like the creative, like, ingredients assembly. I like that you're using what's in your random pantry. So, like, what is the most random thing you've tried in your recipes over the years?
I think the most random thing I've tried, it's kind of gross, but
I'm excited.
I was really, really, really bored because it was during, like, the first month or two of COVID. And I was sitting at home and, like, school was once a week for me because, like, they haven't really figured out how to do online. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there. I was like, okay, I'm going to make a batch of chocolate chip cookies. And then I'm finishing the dough and I'm about to put it in the oven. I'm like, let me get creative. And then I happen to have, like, seaweed, you know, like that dried type of seaweed.
Seaweed. I like seaweed regularly. Yeah, just by itself.
Yeah.
I like seaweed, though.
So I may have crushed it and put it in the cookies.
What did it taste like?
I wouldn't recommend it, but it wasn't the worst.
It wasn't the worst. I like that.
Okay. I like that you're trying that. Have you ever eaten any kind of crazy chocolate chip cookie with something else in it?
I've not eaten, like, crazy chocolate chip cookies. I only eat the ones that I usually bake. Like, a few times I've eaten other people's things. But I've eaten, like, chocolate chip cookies with pretzels, with M&Ms. Like, I mean, those are not that unique, but, like, it's a little bit.
No, yeah, they spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, I want to take this one step further. When does a chocolate chip cookie become a different type of cookie and not a chocolate chip cookie? Like, what do you...
Good question, Claire.
What do you have to add where you're like, no, it's now a snickerdoodle with chocolate chunk or something? You know, how does it change?
I think the most... the three most important steps is the brown butter, because that just makes the chocolate chip cookie 20 billion trillion times better.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's making sure, like, you whip the eggs and the sugar well enough, because a few times I was trying this recipe and I saw on YouTube they were doing this, like, it looks amazing, but I pulled it out of the oven and they were all flat and I'm like, what could it be? And then I finally figured it out that I have to whip it long enough or else, like, it just doesn't come out as
or it just sinks.
It just, like, flattens out into a tray. I'm like, oh. And I think, of course, the chocolate, like, sometimes I would also have, like, bars of chocolate, and I would cut it up as however size I want it. Because there's also, like, after you cut it, there's a little bit of chocolate dust, and it just, like, overflows the cookie with chocolate goodness.
Mm-hmm. I do like the chocolate dust. It's, like, it's its own little magic.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, are you a milk fan too when you have a cookie, chocolate chip cookie?
Definitely. Like, every time I eat a chocolate chip cookie, I have to, like, dip it in milk, because sometimes I add, like, way too sweet chocolate. So, like, the milk kind of helps balance it out. And also, like, I just don't know, like, it like makes the cookie all, like, soft and gooey and, oh, it's so good.
And are you inclined to eat the dough while you're cooking?
So,
This is a very subjective question.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people love eating chocolate chip cookie dough, and I have tried it before, but, like, with the ones at the store, which is edible, because I know inside the chocolate chip cookie dough, if you make it homemade, like if you make it fresh, like, with not like those at the store, you know, like, where they already have the dough, if you make it, like, with the flour and everything, you know there's eggs in it and it's raw. So that kind of, like, pushes, like, I'm gonna think about it. Cause I it's really, really good. But it's just the thought of eating raw eggs is just kind of throws me off.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around that. Yeah. I'm with you. Okay, so I'm going to give you a rapid fire of ingredients. And I want you to say, just your instinct, yes or no, I would put that in a chocolate chip cookie, or no, that is definitely not. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to start with banana.
No.
Oatmeal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Raisins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peanut butter chips.
No.
Oh, but yummy.
Straight up peanut butter. It's what just, about straight
it's
up peanut butter?
It's just because I'm allergic to peanut butter, so...
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, so then that's a no, too.
Good to know.
We don't want
to
that. some sort of carrot.
No.
Cinnamon?
A little bit.
Little bit.
Potato chips. Traditional, like, Lay's potato chips. Or maybe Ruffles.
Quite possibly, if you're in that mood.
Mm-hmm. Make them crispy, right?
Yes.
Bacon?
Sometimes.
It would be interesting. It's one. It's like a...
Like maple bacon, like, where you, like, glaze the top of
it. Oh, the donuts.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I mean, there is a place for bacon and baking somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Right, Jake?
There's a place for everything you just said with a chocolate chip cookie. even carrots. I'd try it. A carrot chocolate chip cookie, I'm open to it, all right? That's all I'm saying, Claire.
But then is it a carrot cake with a carrot cookie with chocolate chunk? That's going back to our original question.
And what about the size, though, for a cookie? Do you like huge cookies, Reagan, or are you more like little baby cookies? You know, which are a perfect size cookie for you?
So for as since I'm a dancer and I'm a Latin dancer, like I go to dance class every single day and I have to like be like really fit and strong. So then like if I say, oh, I only ate one cookie, but it was the size of my head. I like big cookies. I think big cookies. You can say you ate one cookie, but you don't have to say the size.
Exactly. That's a good workaround. I really like that. Okay, so let's dial back a minute and let's kind of go back to, I'm picturing you, your grandmother, you guys making a list, her sending your grandpa out. Like, what is the sort of camaraderie and the relationship you have with your family members when you're cooking? Does it make you feel really good to be doing this with them?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think every single experience with your family is just so memorable, and it's like sometimes you don't get to have these when they're not there. So I always cherish all these moments together. Even if they're like struggling, I would always find a way to make them laugh by dumping flour on their head or something. Mm-hmm. Which I might have done before. And yeah, we always have so much fun in the kitchen. I've also cooked with my uncle too sometimes, because he is like one of the most creative people I know. I mean, he will like research one thing and come back with like a 16-page essay about this thing. I'm like, so like one time we were making mac and cheese together, and I was using that cheese, like the pieces of square cheese from the store.
Oh, like the Velveeta?
Yeah.
The slices, and then blocks.
Yeah. And then he was like, "Oh, don't use that. I have a 20-page essay on why that's not good cheese." And I'm like, "You really you had time to research all that?" And then he comes back with like a whole bag of like fresh Parmesan and starts grating it into the noodles. I'm like, wow.
Yes, that is something with mac and cheese, because I tried the Martha Stewart mac and cheese making it once. It was like, it was delicious, but the end result did not warrant like the 5 hours it took me to make it. There were so many steps.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're Martha, that's one thing. But if you're just a normal person like me, it's a little too much work.
Another thing is the time when you have to go bake. It's takes like for chocolate chip cookies, if you put it in the fridge longer, like more flavor will come out. And I'm always like staring, like, come out, hurry. Cause like it takes so long. And that I that's the only thing I wish baking would go faster, if they would have like a fast forward moment. Cause I don't want to wait.
Is that one of the secret tricks? Cause I've never heard that before, that if you put the dough in the fridge, tell me about that.
So I actually learned this online. If you want to make like quick chocolate chip cookies in like under 30 minutes, just like quickly throw everything together and put it in the oven. But what I do is after I make the dough, I would put it in the fridge, usually 2 hours. Sometimes I would put it overnight. And then when I take it out, like it tastes more, it has more flavor and it tastes better. And I don't think a lot of people know this like tactic, but I think it's really helpful.
Yeah, especially with the brown butter, right?
Yes.
Because it completely cools it down and lets it like kind of soak into the dough.
Yes, definitely.
And nuts or no nuts? You're no peanuts, but any other? Yeah. Are you allergic to
all nuts? I can't eat any type of nuts, which is so sad, because I know like a lot of people love eating, like putting nuts into their cookies. And I'm like, oh, I want to eat it.
Yeah, but chocolate's still the best part.
Mm-hmm. I think the chocolate is the best part, but whenever I'm like out eating other people's cookies, I have to be really cautious in case they put peanut butter, because a lot of people do that. So I mean, I usually get a lot of allergic reactions like randomly in the day. I mean, like I'm already used to it, but like I always carry allergy medicine. And one time I was eating this cookie and I was not aware. I was like, oh, it doesn't look like any peanuts. And then I flip it, like I see the packaging and I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be really cautious when I'm eating like out. So that's why most of the time I like bake from home.
Yes, it's safer.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, yes.
So thinking about the whole experience though, let's dive deeper a little more. Do you think that it's the baking or the eating that you enjoy more? Not just you eating the cookies, but like seeing your family eat the cookies as well. What's the best part for you?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, okay. Of course, eating the cookies is just magical.
Yeah.
And let's just say about my family eating the cookies. I love the reactions, whether it's good or bad, it's really good.
And yeah.
Like, if it's bad, it would be really amusing. But if it's good, I would be really happy. And the smile on their face is just always just, it just makes me know that this is what I like to do and this is why I like to bake. Because, you know, they're happy and it makes me feel good. And so for baking, I feel like it's really fun to do it. Because, you know, when you're ever, like, bored and you just have flour and butter and eggs and you're just, like, whipping some cookies up, like, you're in a good mood. And, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, just making cookies, just, like, I just want to keep on jumping.
Mm-hmm. Is that your happy place?
Definitely.
Do people always buy you stuff having to do with baking, chocolate chip cookies, like a little apron or, you know, baking mitts, stuff like that?
So one year for my birthday, I was so obsessed with baking that my mom had like someone come over and I had a few friends and they were teaching us about baking. And then like all my friends brought me like all baking supplies and I still haven't used all of them to this day. And I'm like,
wow.
And they were all for chocolate chip cookies. I was super happy. Also, one of them bought me like this type of like whisk kind of to like whisk it. And it had like the measurements on it. So I was like, okay, good. I'm not really good at math.
This is an interesting question. Do you use on the cookie sheet, do you use just the cookie sheet and like a spray? Or do you lay down one of the bakeable rubber sort of mats
like
that are kind of new?
Oh, wait, I don't know what these new things are. I've never heard of these.
Yeah, they're like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the
little rubbery things, and they make the cleanup so much easier. Oh. So what's your preference? Do you have a theory on either or?
I mean, I usually use parchment paper. I like the idea of the rubber mat. I just like the thought of parchment, the thin paper, because like you can just throw it away, get a new piece, throw it away. Like it's much easier. And also, there's like one thing when like you ever put it into the oven and it's like super hot, so you just like throw it in, and then like sometimes you put it in and then like the paper comes up, and it's like that happened before and that was not really fun. So what I do is I take a little bit of the dough and I put it on the corners and I just like press it onto the tray.
Ooh.
So it would be like it doesn't like stick up and fly away.
That's a pro tip.
That
right
is
there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is. Any other pro tips? Come on, we got the refrigeration tip. Now we have the dough and the parchment paper tip. Anything else?
I think another tip is I always like when I'm baking, I try, if I use those like measurement cups, I try to reuse it, like, because I don't have to like keep on grabbing it, because that's, and also my mom is not super happy with me making a bunch of messes in the kitchen. And also she sometimes makes me wash everything I do. So I'm like really cautious, like wipe it and then pour it again.
I love it.
The cleanup is a whole nother part of it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's not the fun part. That's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about the joy. Oh, Reagan, I mean, it really comes through how much you love baking and why and the connection you have with your family. Do us all a favor and give baking chocolate chip cookies a love letter before you go. Could you do that all for right. us?
Of course. Dear chocolate chip cookies, you are so delicious. I mean, and every time you are eaten by someone, it just brings the person who baked them so much joy, whether it's a good or bad reaction, because, I mean, it's always super fun. And while baking them, it's just your happy place. And it's really fun to be creative and get new experiences and having time with your loved ones. Love, Reagan.
Love, Reagan. Yay!
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Claire, I am hungry.
I know, I am too. I mean, you know what it brought back for me, Jake, is my grandmother in Ohio, she used to send me bags of chocolate chip cookies when I was at NYU. She would send me two things.
Oh.
Bags of chocolate chip cookies, and she made them little, but they were so delicious and so good.
I like that.
And then bags of Chex Mix, which is a whole other obsession of mine. But the chocolate chip cookies, there is something like super endearing about baking them with family and like receiving them from family and as a gift, and it's yum. And now I'm hungry and I wish I had some.
I know. And Reagan was great just talking about, I mean, she's clearly more skilled than I am baking anything. And it's really cool to hear how much she loves that. And she loves the process of just doing it with her family and doing it for her family. It's just, it's really sweet to hear that, Claire. There's no more pure motivation than just like wanting to see your family smile because you baked them a chocolate chip cookie.
But I also like that she was like, and I don't have to clean up, and my grandpa does the shopping, and I don't really care if they like them or not. I like to watch their face, even if the cookies are not the best. So she kind of has the right attitude about it. She doesn't put pressure on herself, I feel like. Like, not with the baking aspect.
Yes.
You know?
No, this is not her trying to bake the world's greatest chocolate chip cookies that are going to change everybody forever. No, it's just her making them to enjoy them.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Sharing is caring, right, Jake?
Yeah.
Sharing with a friend
is caring.
Yeah.
And we got a whole bunch of other great episodes, so make sure you go back and check on those.
Yes, wearefanatics.com. We are Fanatics on Twitter. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Go bite into a big chocolate chip cookie. Goodbye.
Listen up, Fanatics, because next week we have the director and executive producer of Secret Invasion, the one and only Ali Salim. He is awesome, guys, and he's here with us to talk about the Tour de France. So get ready, because it's one heck of an episode, and I can't wait for you to enjoy it.
Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at @WeAreFanatics.
Yes, that's We Are Fanadicts. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.